2 weeks ago, I played in Montana at a music festival. And people came to me and said, I never thought this instrument is possible of producing these kind of sounds. This instrument can have the singing capability. And to me, this is the most money can't buy. For everything else, there is MasterCard. But this is the greatest reward. Have people come to you and tell you how touched they were. That's it. I mean, mission accomplished.
That's double bassist Catalin Rotaru, who balances a busy international performing schedule with his teaching duties at Arizona State University School of Music. This Saturday evening, he'll make a rare local appearance with the Arizona Pro Art Orchestra. It's a chance to hear one of the greatest bass players in the world, and surprise, another treasure in our own backyard. I remember when it was announced that you were coming to town, and we were just saying that's 8 years ago now. Everybody, I knew other people who had applied for that position who said, and I said, how you doing? They're not having gotten it. They said, the guy who got it is a god. And that's the way bass players talk about you. When did you start playing the bass, the double bass?
I was about 12.
Had you played other instruments before, or was this your introduction to music?
None.
Family was not musical?
Nobody in my family, ever.
Really? So were you in school and they said you want to play something? And you how?
It was a nice coincidence. I was in the elementary school, of course, and we, part of our curriculum, we had a class of music once a week or something like that. So my music professor noticed I had a very, very good musical ear, oral skills, as we sang different songs, I was starting to make up the second voice, so sort of singing in harmony instinctively. And she caught that, and then she started to test me for musical abilities, and she noticed I was fit to probably study music. And incidentally, or coincidentally, or I call it fate, simply, her fiancé at the time was a bass player.
Okay.
And this is how I ended up playing bass. I think everything happens for a reason, and nothing is coincidental.
I got the impression very much that you are interested in other kinds of music.
You know, Ellington had a great saying, and I quote it often. He said, if it sounds good, it is good. What is music in the end? It's just emotion. It's another form of language of communication that bypasses the brain and goes directly soul to soul. And I think this is the most important element that we need to take in account for us, musicians, professional musicians, performers, especially.
Well, this weekend you'll be playing with the Arizona Pro Arte Chamber Orchestra.
Correct.
A Haydn concerto.
Correct.
But you don't like to reposition these for your instrument. You play them. Is this going to be transcribed as it would be played on the cello?
I don't want to say 100%, but very close.
Okay.
It will be many of the sections in the concerto will be in the same octave the cello plays. Some I have to take them down. I don't have a choice.
Right.
First, because of the size of the instrument. Second, because of the tuning.
Hmm.
The cello is tuned in fifths. The bass is tuned in fourth. So this creates a handicap, technically speaking. Work. I know many colleagues of mine make compromises, but to the point where you sacrifice the piece and change the message of the composer. I will never do that.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's just all or nothing.
Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me.